Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 45. That regionalizes me a little bit. Is that station even still around? I don't even know. Anyway, welcome and thank you for listening. I am appreciating a little gift from the universe called Not a Snowstorm when one was suggested that it might be very large. And it's always nice. I mean, it's nice when you like are ready for snow and you get like the snowstorm that is just like pleasant and everything falls and it's pretty and you can hold up in your house with hot tea and fireplace or candles and watch out the window. That was not the case, not really in the mood for a snowstorm. And the sidewalks are already poorly shoveled and narrow, so I was not in the mood for 10 more inches to fall upon them and then be even harder to shovel for people. So yay, a win. Still cold and windy, but don't have to deal with more snow on the sidewalks. So I will be grateful for that. The other thing I am grateful for when it happens is the gift of time, which I haven't had just lately in the way that I mean it. But you know when you have an event or something on your calendar and then something happens and it gets canceled. And maybe it's an event you're looking forward to. Maybe it's an event you're not looking forward to. Especially when you're not looking forward to, then it's like this relief, right? But even if it's, I can't talk today, I'm sorry. Even if it's an event that you can or do look forward to, it's this sometimes feeling like, oh, I don't know, for me anyway, I don't know if other people experience this, but it's a bolster to getting other stuff done. It's like all of a sudden I've been given this gifted hour and now I like work harder or more efficiently or whatever. It's like, it's silly and stupid. Or maybe it's not stupid. I don't know. Do other people feel this way? But I love it when it works out that way, when it's like all of a sudden, okay, I don't have that to do, so I'm going to do this. Especially when you're looking for kind of that block of time to do something and you can do that unexpected thing you didn't think you could do or you could catch up. I loved snow days for that in school. At snow days when I was younger, they were then play days, right? And then as I got older and in college and the like, they became catch-up days. But I was always grateful for them because when they came, and they were so very rare, but when they came, I'm sorry for all you people who don't get snow, who don't know this, but I was in Tennessee a few years ago and it flurried and they shut, I don't remember if they shut the schools down or if they were a late start. I think they might have shut some, I think I heard they shut some down. Anyway, that is a total gift of a day. But the times when you're stuck in and yeah, you can either get extra stuff done or you can use it as a play relief of tension day or whatever. Go do something fun. Well, I guess it's typically not go do something fun, but do something fun. Either way, it's a wonderful thing. I, like I said, I tended to be a nerd, and so I used them as catch-up days and got that kind of stuff done. Or when you know you have a whole day inside, you can take that time and maybe make an unexpected meal or a pot of soup or something that takes a little bit longer and you don't have that sort of pressure because again, you've been gifted this extra time. Anyway, that is my thought for the day. The happiness that the snow didn't show up and gifted me a easier walkabout outside brought me to the energy that I feel when I get that little gift of time, whatever it is. Sometimes it's that huge gift of time, which might create a little more of a relaxing atmosphere, or that gift of, like I said, when you have a meeting or an event canceled and you have this drive, it's like this drive to, all right, I've got this time, I'm going to crank on this. Love it. Not that I want things to be canceled. Not saying that, universe. I'm just saying when it is and when things happen and I can utilize that time well, it's awesome. Thank you for listening. Feel free to interact on Facebook at Mornings with a Stranger. That is the @ Mornings with a Stranger. I will be off to see if my tea has steeped an appropriate amount for drinking and have a wonderful morning and a wonderful day. And I'll try to learn how to talk by tomorrow. Just got a new face today, trying to figure out how to make it work.